Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
We're back. It's the Real Ass Podcast Friday. End of the week. Beginning of the weekend. Everyone's getting ready to party this weekend. Go fucking get out there. Have an orgy. I say fuck it. I say double down, guys. I say, whatever the opposite of socially distancing is. Say embrace it. Every stranger you meet, try to hug them. See what happens.
You make out. Make out with strangers.
Give them a nice, whatever happened to the kissing booth? Is that ever coming back?
Eat their ass.
Yeah, go eat some ass. Right now, find an asshole to eat. And remember when they were trying to say that in the beginning of the pandemic? They were like, we think it's shit. We actually think it's shit that is the problem. So please stop smearing shit all over your eyes. And then they're like, no, that wasn't it. Sorry, Dr. Fauci. He was wrong on that one. And then they came out and they kept on changing. They changed their tune. It is the Real Ass Podcast. I am the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Louis J. Gomez. He is the international superstar, Zach D'Amico. Very excited to have our guest in studio, one of the favorites here at the Gas Digital Network. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Jessica Kirsten. What's up, girl?
What's up? You're one of the only people I would come into the city for this early.
I love it. And I love having you on the show. Things have been, we were just talking a minute ago. You have a few kids.
Yeah, I have like 14.
Yeah, she's got a bunch of kids. Who's the Puerto Rican here? Am I right? I got one kid. And you know, we're at a time now where we are waiting to figure out whether or not our kids are going back to school, which is just this bizarre thing. Like, we're just sort of sitting here in limbo. It's like, I have no idea if my next year is going to be, you know, freedom during the days.
Or pretending to homeschool your son.
I mean, well, you know what? Homeschooling is not the same. You're not teaching the fucking kid. You literally watch him
sit at a
computer.
It's not. They can't pay attention. I mean, if they can, that's great. But my daughter, I mean, Isabella was doing it, and she was literally just like bouncing around, looking up, looking down. Like, she hated it.
Yeah, she hates. So some kids it really works well for. Mm-hmm. Some kids it's really bad. They need sort of that other different structure. My son's pretty good at it. We get it done super early. We get it out of the way. By lunch, all of the schoolwork's done, and then the rest of the day is just sort of chilling. But it really is about the social aspect and, you know, look, the curriculum, it's fucking, like, my son is well beyond the curriculum. Like, he reads better than a first grade reading level. He's doing math that third graders and fourth graders are doing. Like,
he's 14, by the way.
He's look, he's ahead of the other retarded kids in his class, though.
He can tie his helmet straps.
Yeah. He drools more than all the other
kids. I'm very proud of him. But you know, it's that other, there's this other side of it, which obviously, social is even the wrong word, I would say. It's the everyday negotiations in life that you have to get used to, that we're building out all these years that they're, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 12, 14, up until they're an adult, you're practicing how to negotiate, and you're practicing how to get what you want out of life by working with people and collaborating with people. And I've preached on and on and on about how we're sort of losing that collaborative spirit. We're sort of losing that spirit of being willing to compromise and view things from other people's perspective. And having these children now in their most formative years not practicing that social skill to go, okay, that kid's from a different household, different culture, different background. His mom thinks differently than my mom. His dad
voted
for somebody different.
Skin him.
But it's like, you're not getting those kids aren't having that practice. So now they're sitting at home, you know, it's,
if this goes another year, we're going to have a generation of weird adults.
It's going to be fucking crazy.
Yeah.
It's already.
I think it's already. It's going to be so crazy with all the kids.
I agree. Well, we live where it's an echo chamber constantly. The algorithms build, you know, these social media platforms. Like, you just sort of live in a world where everyone agrees with you. You're, you know, it's sort of crazy. Now you don't even push the kids out into the world. Now they're sitting at home, and it's going to actually have damaging effects. These kids, for them to not interact and socialize, I think it has way more damaging effects than people are giving credit for. What one of the parents are doing in his school is they want to do like groups, like small groups, like five kids. On the days that we have to homeschool, essentially like Mondays, like, you know, I would take the five kids. Tuesdays, they would take them and do, and then so they, at least they have sort of a little bit more of a structure and a little bit more of a social thing.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would trust.
Yeah, you don't know what's going on in someone's house.
I trust parents more than I trust teachers.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not saying that parents don't diddle kids, you know?
Yeah.
If I was a, if I was a kid diddler, yeah, I would just be, I would create an entire fucking, keep on popping them out.
Well, they say that like certain professions are like pedophile jobs. Like there's just certain things and they don't even know that they're going to do it, but you just gravitate towards like scoutmaster. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure it's out there, but I would trust a parent, you know, Upper West Side Jew. I don't know.
What'd you call me?
I made eye contact with you while I said it.
I know you're like Upper West Side Jew staring
right at
me. You
have to spit on the floor when you say it.
I mean, I
you didn't have to hide your wallet.
Why? I don't know why I would trust an Upper West Side Jew to not diddle my kid as much as
they won't.
I just, I don't know what it is. There's something
they're too
about,
busy shopping.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I don't want to get shit on my fingers.
No, I would trust my own people on the Upper West Side. Seriously,
Upper West Side, yes. Brooklyn one.
Exactly. Brooklyn, I would never.
Oh, yeah.
With those Hasidic, forget
biting
it.
Biting the tips of their dicks off.
Yeah, they'll be like blowing your son during math. Yeah. And the, yeah.
Terrible. It's not, like, that's literally.
You remember when they found Libby in that dumpster?
The, wait, what?
You don't remember that?
No.
There was a Hasidic kid went missing. It was like a huge story for like a day. And then they were like, we found him in pieces in a dumpster.
I remember that.
It was, yeah, and it was like a Hasid flipped out and molested him and then didn't know what to do. So he cut him into pieces and put him in the dumpster.
Oh, dude, that's a, the worst case of
serve him for
worst case of blue balls that I've ever heard of.
It's like when you wake up from a coma in a movie.
Yeah. That's crazy. I didn't hear that
was a
that
huge
story.
Story.
How old was the kid?
Little.
Yeah.
But it was like a big, like,
that's sad.
Search because they were like, somebody came into our community and kidnapped one of ours.
Right.
And they're like, oh, no, there was just a creepy Hasid.
Shannon, give me some info here.
He was 8 years old.
Oh.
I know.
And yeah, it's exactly what Zach is saying, that the guy that abducted him panicked. The kid's name is Libby Kletsky.
Libby Kletsky. Oh, that's sad. How long ago was this?
It's 2011 is when his remains were found.
Wow.
I remember that totally. Yeah.
That is really sad. I no longer, I have a hard time joking about dead children.
No, it's not funny.
I'm trying to find it, but it's just, you know.
Yeah, but they're Jewish.
Zach, help me. Okay, they are barely human. You're right. There's something funny there. We can figure it out. There's something.
Just what happened? Like a CSI agent, but he's got a pen with the curl on it. Like, we found him.
Zach, what happened with Marty Jannetty?
The curl on it.
Are you guys? You
Marty Jannetty. Do you know who Marty Jannetty is?
No.
Marty Jannetty was a wrestler from like the 80s and 90s. His partner got really famous and he kind of stagnated.
Yeah, Shawn Michaels, you know, even
became one of the most successful people ever, and he's just kind of an old man.
Yeah, I saw ECW, Jim the Anvil Neidhart versus Marty Jannetty in a match, and the whole crowd just chanted Shawn and Brett to their face and threw things at them. It was fucking hilarious.
So Marty Jannetty is hilarious on Facebook, constantly posting pictures of women. Like, does she look 18 to you?
Whoa.
Like, just crazy. He's out of his mind.
Hilarious.
Yeah, he's the best. He's just on coke, CTE. Like, he is the best Facebook follow. And the other morning, he very casually admitted to murder.
Yeah, pull up the post.
Really?
Just
was this the first post? Like, let's see. Yeah. So I never told no one this, even my brother Gino, because Gino would have killed him, and I didn't want my brother gone. Hell, he'd only recently came home from Vietnam. I was 13, working at Victory Lane's bowling alley, buying weed from a
fag
that worked there. And he put his hands on me. He dragged me around the back of the building. You already know what he was going to try to do. That was the very first time I made a man disappear. They never found him. They should have looked in the Chattahoochee River, but Winnie, the girl in these pics, wait, but Winnie.
So he posted pictures of this chick. He's basically fighting with a chick, and somehow connected it to this time he's claiming to have murdered a gay guy.
Wait a minute, but Winnie the Girl in these pics likes you so damn much, probably my favorite.
I like you so damn much.
But I promised myself way back then nobody would ever hurt me again, and that includes you. I loved you, but you hurt me with your fucking Jamaican jealousy. You can go your own way. I don't need you. So did he break up with her? Is that, or did he also kill her?
I think he's saying that she tried to hurt him, and he said, I promised the day I killed that guy, no one would ever hurt me again.
So that was just a long subtweet for this fucking chick?
Yeah. That he murdered.
Yeah. He'll literally post like a picture of a mother and a daughter and be like, hey, they want me to have a three-way. Should I do it? Like, he's the best.
I mean, look, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't condone murder, especially of gay people. I'll tell you right now, I'm very woke these days, but I got to give Marty Jannetty Real Ass Dude of the Week.
He's a real ass dude. He's got a bad attitude. One might feel he's real. He's a real ass dude.
Holy shit. Wow. And it's not the first time he made a man disappear. That was the first time he made a man disappear, meaning that he's killed multiple people and he's admitting to it on Facebook.
At like 8 o'clock in the morning.
Why? What is going on? I know that the wherever he's from, I guess that police department said they're going
to... That police department said that they are launching an investigation and looking into missing person cases from that time period.
What is going on?
Yeah, these are crazy people.
Really?
All these poor guys, they've been concussed to, like, there's nothing there. Like, it's like listening to Muhammad. You know, like, the last few Muhammad Ali years?
Yeah.
Where there was just nothing going on?
But it's even worse because they weren't actual
And then they
athletes.
Were all on drugs.
They were on crazy amounts of drugs, touring 300 days a year, getting hammered, drinking, having crazy sex on the road. It was like the money probably for a lot of those guys in the 80s, especially on the local circuit before they got into the WWF and became stars. It wasn't about like the money. It was almost like it was very comedy-esque, right? Where it was like the benefit was the booze, the girls, the drugging, the partying, the social life. It became a part of your identity. And I think some of those guys, they got to the highest level. They got to the mountaintop. You know, Marty Jannetty was pretty famous. The Rockers were huge, you know, and that, you know... But then to sort of fall from grace and have to go back to the regionals, it's almost like being like touring like theaters.
Yeah.
And then having to do, let's say you're Louis.
What you just said.
Louis C.K. is Marty Jannetty.
Yeah, because now he does like governors.
Oh, shit, dude. Fucking Tig Notaro took him and threw him through a barbershop window. Can somebody please superimpose Louis' face on Marty Jannetty and Tig Notaro's face on Shawn Michaels in the barbershop? That's going to be a nice little clip right there. God damn it, dude. But that is like those guys, they really, a lot of them, you see, they all die young. Pro wrestlers that die young is like a regular thing. And back in the 80s, Vince McMahon he was put on trial for giving his athletes steroids, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a steroid trial. And that's not including, the amount of painkillers these guys, like the cause of death for a lot of the young guys. It's booze and somas, which I don't even know how to get anymore.
I don't even know what that is.
They're muscle relaxing. They're like a hardcore muscle relaxant.
Soma?
Yeah, S-O-M-A. And then like they call it the wrestler's cocktail. And it'll be alcohol, painkillers, and muscle relaxers. And they just fall asleep watching TV and don't get up. So they're also 7 feet tall, 350 pounds.
Yeah.
So their hearts are going to go at 50 anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But they tap out around like 40.
Yeah, pro wrestlers are like, have you ever seen like a purebred dog?
Yeah.
It's like they start going blind, they got cataracts when they're 30. You're like, what the fuck's wrong with this guy? What the fuck happened to him? It's a sad thing to see. And I'm a big fan of pro wrestling. I grew up on pro wrestling. I really loved it. And then I sort of made that switch over and became a fan of MMA as I became an adult. But yeah, these guys, it's different now though, right? Like the contracts, and it's become
Now so they have a wellness policy, but then they also have so like if you get they piss test the guys pretty regularly,
so you can't do drugs.
I'm sure they find a way around.
They piss test for drugs or they piss test for steroids?
Both.
Okay.
I think That sucks. They just stopped making weed a $5,000 fine. But you weren't fired. You just had to pay the fine. Like, some guys just were like, yeah, here's your $5,000 every week.
That's what Dave Attell would do. Dave Attell, when he would go to on the road to a hotel, he would go, let me get a smoking room. And they would still have smoking rooms. But when they were making the switch, they'd be like, no, yeah, there's no smoking room. Sorry. It's a $250 fine. He was like, here, take my credit card. I'm going to pay it now. And he would preemptively pay the $250 fine.
I never knew that. Yeah, that's baller great. Move.
But now the big
thing
is... I'm
seeing him tonight, I think.
It's the best.
Yeah. He's going to be at Governor's.
Oh, yeah?
Outside.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I know he's doing that Soul Joel Comedy Festival right after us, actually. In fact, let's get some plugs out of the way. Let's do that real quick. Jessica Kirsten, what do you got to plug?
I'm doing that Soul Joel thing next week, but I don't have it right in front of me. I think it's Tuesday or Wednesday night next
Royersford,
week.
Royersford, Pennsylvania. Pull that up for all of us so we can promote all of those Soul Joel
gigs,
Shannon.
We're there Thursday.
We're there next Thursday, yeah. So next week as well. Please come see Jessica and see me and Zach.
I didn't even know you guys are there. That's awesome.
Yeah, we're there next Thursday, the 13th. Should be a lot of fun. Anything else to plug, Jess?
I just have some dates and they're going to come up on my site by tomorrow, jessicakirsten.com. And then just on Instagram, I'm always posting my stuff. Jesse Kirsten.
Love it. Zach Amico.
Check me out on Instagram. Zach is not funny. Check out my other podcast here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. Fridays at midnight, comics talk and shit while we watch a movie. This evening, I have Christina Hutchinson and Wendy Starling for Ladies Night watching Sorority Babes in the Slime Ball Bowl-O-Rama.
Nice.
And Catalyst Wrestling every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. here on the Gas Digital Network.
Hell yeah, guys. You know what's up, guys. Gas Digital Network is the only podcast network you need to listen to. 22 of the most incredible podcasts in the world, the entire on-demand library, every episode of every show that we've ever done is available at your fingertips. Over 9,000 hours of streaming content. Use that promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial. You get access to everything, pre-release on all episodes. You get uncensored episodes, ad-free episodes if you hate listening to ads, plus the Racist Live Chat, which I'm going to be going to the Racist Live Chat very soon. So please, post your comments, questions, whatever it is. I will be chiming in right there. The 13th, Royersford, Pennsylvania. Myself, Zach Amico, Dave Smith. It's going to be a crazy show. If you guys aren't coming out, what the fuck is wrong with you?
What else are you doing in Royersford?
Nothing. We're going to hang out all night. We're going to party. If you're a chick, you might get finger popped by the international superstar. Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen, okay? I'm telling you right now, get your tickets right now. Soul Joel Comedy Festival next Thursday night, the 13th of August. Go to our iTunes, leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review. One reviewer every month, we give it a free piece of merch to. Shannon, we didn't do that this week. We forgot to, remember?
Yeah, I cut up the papers and I sold them at the end. We do it on Monday?
We'll do it on Monday. Let's do it. My YouTube channel as well, youtube.com/LuisJGomezComedy. Go subscribe right now. Exclusive web series, an exclusive inside look at my entire return to fighting, the road to Ellis Mania 20, Luis J. Gomez Fight Journal, exclusively on my YouTube channel. You guys get an inside look at the entire fight camp. And I know a lot of people get annoyed when I talk about it on the podcast all day, so this is a specific show just about that. So you guys get all of the little, you know, bits and pieces leading up to the actual fight. And Jason Ellis was on Jim and Matt Sarah's show talking that shit. So he's ready to go. He wants a fight. Shout out to Yo Kratom for sponsoring me in this fight. Love Yo Kratom. Go support Yo Kratom. They're fucking going to be me all doped up every time I get injured. All right. All right. Speaking of the fight. Oh, Shannon. Yeah, I sent this clip. I'm making waves on the fighter and the kid. This is what happens. They're talking about me now. This is what happened with Rogan. Rogan started talking about me here and there, and then I was like, okay, it's happening. I can tell these guys are fucking... I'm slowly eroding away, and they're going, what's going on with this guy? I think I like this guy. Okay, you gotta play the video.
Shit. He's trying to fight Luis J. Gomez.
Pause it.
That's the next big fight.
They're talking about Jason Ellis. I guess they brought up Jason Ellis, and that is Mike Calterwood, who's on the Jason Ellis show, who's a really nice guy, really, really handsome guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, super handsome. Go ahead.
Luis J. Gomez. That's the next big fight.
Why? Do they not like each other?
No. Lewis actually came and fought at the last Ellis Mania against another.
Yes. I don't know
Lewis. Against another comic.
And against another comic. And they both really impressed me.
I've only been around Lewis like once or twice. I don't know him.
Yeah.
But I know Jason.
Very nice. Lewis was very nice to me. That's the only time I got to know him was at
the only
Ellis
time
Mania.
I saw Lewis fight is when he fought. Come on, Brendan. He does this.
Jeremiah
Watkins.
Slap fight.
And Jeremiah beat him, right?
He lit him up a little bit. Yeah.
Jeremiah a little bit. And shit.
All right. That was it. Now, a lot of people are saying that this is Brendan Schaub taking an under the radar shot at me.
That's under what they're saying. In what way?
Because he was saying, the only time I saw him fight was when he slap boxed Jeremiah Watkins. And the truth is he knows I fought Ryan O'Neal. Maybe he didn't see it though. Maybe he didn't see it. So I gotta give him the benefit of the doubt.
I don't know him well enough. It seemed innocent to me, but I don't know him.
I know, but I'm always looking for the worst.
Me too.
I'm looking at the angle here. What's the angle? What's he getting at?
Was that Josh Wolf with him?
It was Josh Wolf, who I love. Josh is the man.
I love Josh.
Yeah, Josh is the man. Yeah. I don't know. Do you guys think that was a shot across the bow?
I don't think he has levels to his statements.
That's exactly how I feel.
I think whatever's coming out of his mouth is exactly what his brain is thinking.
You just said it exactly the way I'm thinking.
It's also how you would describe me as well. So.
Well, yeah, that's how I would say Lewis. Thoughts, words.
But you're a businessman, so you do think before you say certain things.
Sometimes, right?
But I think he just talks.
Yeah,
I don't think there's any, maybe I should say this, maybe I shouldn't say that.
I don't know. A lot of people are saying that, he was taking a little shot there, downplaying who I am. The only thing I know about Lewis is that he got slapped up by Jeremiah. I'm not taking it that way. The way I'm taking it is that I am now inside of Brendan Schaub's head. I'm living there. He's thinking about me regularly. Brian Callen's on the outs, okay? Brian Callen is fucking, who knows when Brian Callen's coming back, okay? He's bringing in Josh Wolf. He's bringing all these other guys. If I'm living in your head, Brendan Schaub, give me a shot. I'll be the fighter. He can be the kid. It's fine. We can keep the name of the show, to be honest with you.
So would you move to L.A.?
To be Brendan Schaub's co-host? Of course. Right now. I'd leave Zach in a heartbeat. The Zach and Shannon experience.
I got my movie show. I'll live.
Yeah, I know. No, I wouldn't move to L.A. L.A. is done. Now that Rogan's at L.A., there's no reason to go to L.A. It's fucking...
And Uncle Joey's moving to Jersey.
And Joey's moving to Jersey.
He is?
Yeah. Joey's moving to Jersey.
Where in Jersey?
I'm not sure, but I think near Florentine.
I gotta ask him.
Yeah, wherever Florentine's at. So, yeah, Jersey.
That makes me so happy to think that Joey's going to be around.
I know,
Joey's
going to. So
he's
much.
The fucking man.
I know.
He's so funny. And he's going to be around. Aaron Berg's going to be out in Jersey. Jersey's about to get crazy.
Yeah.
Jersey's about to get very, very funny. I do kid. I don't think Brendan Schaub is really taking a shot, but I hate the fact that his only insight to my fighting ability is Jeremiah, little dweeby ass Jeremiah smacking the shit out of me.
Yeah, he really did.
It looks bad. I get how you would see that. I get how Jason Ellis would see that. I get how everyone else would see me getting smacked by Jason, whatever his name is.
Jeremiah.
Fucking Jeremiah. And you'd go, okay, that's not great if you're trying to get into an MMA fight. But can I point out...
That's not slapping, too. Yeah, it's not...
It's a little... He's a skinny, long dude. Skinny, long guy. If you have any skills at all...
It's like losing against Natalie Portman or something.
Well,
it's
that
really
wouldn't be
bad.
Good either. If Natalie... I could smack the shit out of Natalie Portman. I would fucking...
She's orthodox.
I mean, just fucking... Yeah. Well, you're right. She might have Krav Maga. She might have some Krav Maga skill. That is actually true. Is
that also sounds like an STD. She's Krav Maga. Yeah.
She's orthodox.
Yeah.
So hot.
Do you know I met her and I lost my breath? It's like 20 years ago. That's how gorgeous she was. I literally was like, what is that?
You met her on the top of a third flight of stairs?
I met her right. My face was in her pussy and I was like,
she was
you're
gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Just
no,
fucking.
She was, I met her through Zach at the Garden State premiere. And she was stunning.
Oh, when you say Zach, I assume you're talking about... No.
My stepbrother, Zach Braff.
Her very famous stepbrother.
Sitting next to you.
No.
I
was like, what? How do you know her?
A successful
Zach
one.
Was dating her. Yeah.
Wow, he was dating
her. And she was in the movie. Right. She was in the Garden State.
Okay.
So, but I met her, and I literally took a second. Like, just I've like, never seen someone so beautiful.
Wow. Yeah, she's
stunning.
Yeah, I mean, ever since I first laid eyes on her as a child in that movie, The Professional.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. Jessica, I'm kidding.
Oh, yeah. I'm so she's like,
yeah, that was
naive.
A hot child. That
I'm going to double down on her with the shaved head and baby doll dress at V for Vendetta.
I don't remember her in V for Vendetta.
Shaved head.
Well, baby solid. Doll dress, forget it. That's all I need to
know. No, she's stunning. She's gorgeous. Oh, yeah, she's like hard to look at.
Yeah,
beautiful.
That's what I'm saying. You take, it's a double take.
And the fact that she's Orthodox, that just makes my dick pop a little bit more.
Yeah.
That's just like, I know it's just so wrong. Oh, see, yeah. That's what Zach is. That cute? Yeah.
That's not my thing. But I understand.
I like androgyny.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's disgusting.
She needs to slap a wig on that head.
I've only met a few famous people where their presence made me go like, oh, shit, that person's famous. Like,
yeah.
Goddamn. Leonardo DiCaprio was one. He was working out in a gym that I worked at. It was this little place called Clay Fitness on 14th Street. And Leonardo DiCaprio was doing a training session with a boxing coach. And it felt like maybe 15 feet around him.
Yeah.
Like there was a heat radiating off of him. Like once you, if you got started coming into that space, you started being like, oh, what, like, I shouldn't be here. And it was very strange, and I'm not a star fucker. I don't give a shit. And Cameron Diaz, same exact thing. Cameron Diaz was the other one. She was gorgeous in person.
She's gorgeous.
It was crazy.
Also.
You don't even realize how pretty she is. But once again, just had like a thing where I was like, I don't even want to get too close because it felt like there was an energy there, like pushing you back, like back the fuck up. You're not famous enough to be here. And you know, I've met Derek Jeter. I've met some pretty famous people.
I know the energy you're talking about. Yeah. I know exactly. I've felt that so many times.
Yeah, for sure.
I it's weird.
It is a bizarre thing. So, yeah, never. Who's the most famous person you've ever met?
Well, you know, I worked with De Niro for months as his sidekick. So that was insane.
Yeah.
Just him, Danny DeVito, Harvey Keitel, that I worked with all of them.
Wow.
Leslie Mann. So
she was DeVito stand-in.
I was Leslie Mann stand-in.
Just get the stunt double work.
Yeah. I was like, hey, how you guys doing? We represent the lollipop.
Fuck, that's funny. Who's the most famous person you met, Zach?
Chappelle.
Chappelle? Yes. I don't count comics for some reason.
I don't
it's
either.
Weird. Like, comedians aren't.
But I met Madonna. That was weird. I didn't meet her. She was at the Cellar, and I felt the same energy. I saw security around, and I was like, someone, there was such craziness around, and I'm like, someone huge is here.
Yeah.
And it was her, and you just did not go near her.
Lady Gaga was at the same restaurant I was at in the East Village one time, and this was in the height of Lady Gaga, like straight, this is before she was even, I shouldn't say the height, this is like right when she was popping.
The rise.
Because I took my son's amazing. Mother to take her, I took her to go see her at Radio City Music Hall for Christmas one year. That was my gift to her. And she got very fast too big to play Radio City Music Hall. Like, that wasn't like, so it was probably around that time, but it was where she was wearing like all the really dumb avant-garde outfits. Like, you
meat.
Know, it was just like, it was so stupid. Yeah, she was wearing the meat, the fucking, and it was during one of those, and she was in this restaurant just wearing just a silly outfit from outer space. It was a Tuesday. Nobody was here. It was like just, it was so bizarre. This fucking asshole walks past me and I'm like, I got angry because I didn't realize who it was. I thought it was just an asshole. I was like, who the fuck are you? I was so angry. I was like, why is this bitch wearing that? And then people were like, that's Lady Gaga. And then I got even more angry. I was like, you can't just be normal, you fucking stupid bitch.
At a restaurant, right.
Just
on
go
a Tuesday,
be normal.
I know.
You gotta be an asshole and fucking let
you
everyone
have to
know
wear
you're
antennas.
Zany. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. It was like she was dressed like a space alien. It was nuts. I hate any of that. I hate the fucking...
I do, too.
I hate, like, over-the-top, eccentric, like, you need to fucking be super silly. Like, I don't need any of that.
Yeah, but there's a lot of famous people like that. You know, there's some, like, De Niro and other people who do not want any attention. He looks homeless when he walks around.
Which I like that.
I love that.
That's a sign of power.
Totally.
That's a sign of power.
Then there's, I know, famous people who, the minute they go into a restaurant, hey! They're screaming. It's literally so that they get noticed by every single person.
Yeah,
and it makes me crazy.
Yeah, that's a different sort of, I guess. Typically, it's the talented people that are quietly just fucking doing their thing. And then the other people that have hustled their way into some sort of fame. And that, you know, that they, you get this a lot where it's like, I don't even know how I got here. I was watching, I don't even know the chick. I don't want to trash her because I think she's a comedian now. But it was some like YouTube personality chick, right? And she's like a, kind of a fat chick. And she, her,
do you mean kind of, or like, what does that
she's
mean?
She's a chubby chick who
kind of a fat.
She's
kind of a fat fuck, but I mean, not really.
I don't want to be shitty. I'm not going to name the girl, and I couldn't even name her if I wanted to. But
it's me.
Whatever. It was Jessica. No, this chick was like the obnoxious loud girl, and you're not the obnoxious loud girl. You are like, you do this thing on stage where you can be obnoxious and loud, and that's one gear shift for what you do, mm-hmm. right? You could also just be in a conversation and just be hysterical, quietly whispering about something with somebody, and like that's so you have gear shifts and you have levels. It's the girl in high school, you'll know who I'm talking about, where it's like she's loud and funny. And just too, like, everyone, like, come on, talks really fast. Like, and people are like, you should be a comedian. She's like, I should be a comedian, right? You're like, oh, I fucking hate that bitch. Whatever it is, it's, I don't know why. I don't know what it is. I'm probably the male version of that chick. I'm not, but
literally
just,
that girl in my high school tried stand up.
I bet. It's always that fucking.
And my mom called me to tell me how funny she was in a conversation. And she goes, and she's opening for Jeff Dunham next week.
I believe God. It.
It was Otto and George. And the girl didn't know the difference.
That's hilarious. It was Otto and George.
She thought Otto and George was Jeff Dunham. And it made me so happy.
There's so much of a difference between those two.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jeff Dunham's alive.
I think
Otto didn't fuck George.
I don't know what it is like that. Whatever that's not. The obnoxiousness is not funny. For some reason, there seems to be a thing where, like, gay guys, it's a gay guy quality too.
I know.
You know what? It's fat girls that act like gay guys. That's it. I figured out the formula of the fucking type of funny chick that I hate.
You just figured out my recipe.
I hate fat chicks that act like flamboyantly gay guys.
Hello.
Yes.
The kind of fat chick that would roll and be like, "Get in, bitches."
Yes. Yes. Oh my God. I've never discussed this before. I've never put the two and two together. But it's the problem is,
I'm glad we can help you find a new type of woman to hate.
These fat chicks, whatever it is, their confidence, it's this fake confidence. And I think they saw a gay guy on television. They were like, okay, that's how women should act. And they go off and they do this thing. But that's the personality that I'm talking about. I think everyone understands the person that I'm talking about now. Because it's not just fat, it's not just being a woman, it's not just being obnoxious. It's a combination, and it's a type of obnoxiousness.
It's not just fat.
No, I mean, look.
It's not just fat, it's not just being a woman, it's fucking obnoxious, fucking cunt.
It's all
fucking clown.
Fucking she is.
She's like, let's do a TikTok video.
I hate that bitch.
Yeah.
Yes, the one you're, yes. Oh, I hate her.
And
oh,
she wears really tight clothes
she
and lets her stomach
clothes.
Out. I'll never understand that.
She's super body positive. You're like, bitch, just stop.
I set myself for who I am.
Yeah, I'm fierce. Bitch, you're using gay guy phrases. Stop using gay guy phrases.
Hello.
A woman who calls herself what gay guys call themselves. This is the worst type of human being alive. This is worse than Nazis.
Yes,
this is worse than
queen.
Yes.
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 Is it how many A's is Yaz? Yaz.
I don't know, it's a lot. But I hate that woman so much. So.
And you started with that, it was a YouTube personality.
Oh yeah.
There was a story that you're going with.
I don't even know if there was a story. I just started thinking about how I hated her. There wasn't really much else there. Okay. Whoops, sorry. God damn it, why? I tried to open up the racist live chat to get people's comments. Okay, so, all right, guys, really quickly, we should thank Blue Chew, which is an incredible sponsor for this show. I love Blue Chew. They make having sex a whole other thing, baby boy. You guys have heard of Viagra. You've heard of Cialis. These are pills that make your dick harder. Not to make it super crude, but that's just what it is. If you want a harder dick, you have more penis than you think you have. That's the way that
there's
I
a little bit
describe
extra
it.
In there.
You get a little extra inside of you. It's like imagine you get to fuck the chick that you've always had the crush on. Imagine that it's the
imagine
star
cheerleader.
Imagine
you get to have sex with the woman that you picture when you close your eyes having sex with the
woman
person that you love.
Of your daydreams. That's what they call the one of your daydreams. That woman, that's what it's like to fuck your normal, everyday, boring wife when you take Blue Chew. You pop it in 40 minutes before you have sex. You chew it up. Nom, 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 nom. It starts to get activated. As soon as she touches your wiener, boom, pops right up. Here's the coolest part about all of this. You don't have to go to the doctor and have a weird conversation. This is drugs. This is a fucking drug. This isn't like, oh my God, over-the-counter dick pills from a gas station. This is a powerful drug. But they've made it super simple because all you got to do is go to BlueChew.com. You fill out a little questionnaire. You have a consultation with an online physician, which is, I guess, through. I have no idea. I mean, I think there's a physician on the other end of that thing. It was pretty easy to me. They didn't ask me too many crazy questions. And then they approve you, and then they send you your Blue Chew right to your apartment or house in discreet packaging. So there's no visits to the doctor's office or the pharmacy or anything. It's all done online. It's all super quick, and it's all super easy. And we're going to give you a free trial. All you got to do is go to BlueChew.com, BlueChew.com. Use the promo code RAP when you check out. You're going to get your first order of Blue Chew absolutely free. All you got to do is pay $5 shipping. First order of Blue Chew for free, $5 shipping. Go do that right now. Use that promo code RAP for that trial. Okay, where were we? Let's see here. What, Shannon, why this sad story? I don't understand. 2 weeks after her 8th birthday, a little girl who made headlines when her surrogate mother turned down $10,000 to abort her has passed away. It's a comedy program, Shannon.
That would be an interesting conversation.
It's a fucking comedy
program. This is my favorite thing since I got here. Wait, what is this about?
I thought it would be an interesting conversation because... So this woman was hired by a couple that couldn't have their fourth child, which is a lot. And so they hired her. And then they found out that the baby had like some weird abnormalities. And they were like, you should probably abort the baby. But the woman holding the baby felt like that wasn't the right thing to do. So the family tried to pay her $10,000 to abort the baby. And she refused. She also didn't want to have the baby, though. But so she had the baby and put the baby up for adoption. And the baby just died now at 8 years old.
And who took the baby?
This is really...
She God. Adopted it out.
Jesus Christ, Zach. Holy shit. He never ends.
The devil.
God damn it, dude.
Zach.
Who took the baby?
Pew, pew.
So this lady, the surrogate, found out the baby was going to probably not survive a long time, right?
Yes.
But wouldn't have an abortion, so had it, gave it up.
Yes.
And someone took it.
And just let that child suffer for 8 years.
Yeah, they're saying that she didn't suffer and that like she had a fine life. I'll show you her.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wait, she died at a good ripe old... Oh!
Yep.
Jesus.
Are you sure they didn't start the abortion and then tap out?
Oh, my God. Oh. Oh.
I'm sorry for laughing at that. So, I feel horrible.
So sad.
Wait,
oh,
what's
you can
that?
See her hair lip in the the fucking 3D thing. I used to keep a picture of a hair lip baby in my wallet back when pictures of wallets had photos. Before I ever had a kid, this is years ago, a decade ago, while I was in comedy, I used to keep a picture of a hair lip child in my wallet, and then I would show it to people as my nephew. Just to watch them have to worm their way being like, oh, it's so cute. It was
what a cute
for nobody. There was nobody lip. Watching. It was just for me to like watch somebody have to pretend that this baby was cute.
I think that's unreal. Like most people would never do that.
No. I'm a bad person. But
I don't
it's
know.
Very
how...
Andy Kaufman-esque. A lot of people call me the next Andy Kaufman.
I don't
hope so.
No. How that child had a good life and she passed at 8. I just don't understand.
Well, she didn't die of hair lip. There must be other.
Oh my God. She didn't die of hair lip.
Yeah, there must have been something else going on. Something?
She looks like she unzipped herself.
She's halfway through revealing she's the bad guy.
She's the bad guy in a Scooby-Doo movie.
And I would have gotten away with it if it weren't for you pesky kids.
Oh, God. It's fucked up. She looks like an oyster.
She had a good life. She made pearls. She lived at the bottom of the ocean. It was fucking great. That is absolutely awful. It is absolutely awful. And you know what? The only positive that's come out of that little child's life is the jokes we're making right now. So it needs to be, you know.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't be.
We're good people.
Laughing. No, we're very good people, and we love children.
I love children. I can't bring this little girl back. I feel bad, but I mean, fuck the chick who had her. I mean,
yeah. I'm sorry.
Come on. Like, and I have a much different view on abortion now that I have a child. Right? You know, it's
for it.
Well, I used to be very pro-abortion. Like, I used to recommend abortions to anybody who was pregnant. I used to advocate for just abort, 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 abort. You see that fucking little heartbeat. Once you see that heartbeat, it does change things. I'm telling you right now, it's very silly to say. It's just this little...
Not silly. I have four kids.
Peanut.
I know.
You see this little like thing. It's just popping. It's like a little light. You're like, it doesn't mean anything, but you see it. You go, oh, that's a life. You know, where you want to say life begins, at the very least for me, when I saw that heartbeat, which was 6 weeks in, I was like, okay, that's a fucking life. So I do, I do understand the whole pro-life mentality. But at the same time, you know, this little child who, she did look happy in those pictures. It's really sad to say, because the reality is she did look like a happy little kid.
There were no mirrors in the house.
That's true. She, you know, to go through that pain.
She never saw her reflection.
She's like, what? I look great, right?
She's like my... Remember, I had a character, the confident ugly girl, who was really... Like, there's women who are horribly unattractive.
Yeah.
But they're told their whole lives they're pretty by their parents.
Yeah.
And then you're like, is she hot? Like, it's so confusing, because they're right. Like, I'm so hot. Like, they're so...
Yeah,
unattractive. She might have thought she looked perfect. Like, sometimes kids don't know that they're deformed.
Well, that's the other thing. Is like, I tell my kid that he is perfect every single day. Aww. You know, every single day I tell him that. But, you know, at one point, you know, he's going to realize he's not. But yeah, I think that's your job as a parent. It's just, you know, I feel bad because it's like, I don't want to say like, yeah, abort a kid that's going to be deformed. You know, it's an actual
rule. Well, it's someone's choice. Deformed. The point and is they're going to have a disease or something.
Right.
Or they're going to have a congenital or whatever condition that will make their life difficult.
Do you want to know a little bit more about her syndrome?
No, you fucking cunt. Are you crazy? Stop, Shannon. You're making the whole show sad.
I figured this would help in your decision of whether you'd abort or not.
What?
So,
she had what's called in the medical community pussy face syndrome.
What, Shannon?
So on top of the cleft lip and palate.
She lived in the upside down. Yes, I know.
She has no
She's
feet?
A demagogue. A demigordon. Or, what do they call it? Demogorgon? Demogorgon? What, Shannon? What?
She had a smelly pussy.
On top of that, she's a real bitch.
Oh my God. I'm so
She's a fucking
horrible.
Real bitch.
I'm so horrible.
What, Shannon?
I can't now.
I know you can't. Oh, yeah, you got to go on. There to the. You got to go to the worst possible place.
She had a cyst in her brain.
This is so
severe heart defect. And something.
And something else.
And something else.
No, and something called
a hangnail.
Something called heterotaxy, which meant several of her organs were in the wrong places.
What?
Oh my God, my stomach hurts.
Yeah, I know. Her pussy was on her mouth. We discussed that.
Hangnail. So she had at least two spleens.
She had two spleens?
Oh my God.
At least two.
Where's your, I don't even know where the spleen is.
Could there be 11? What does that mean?
Okay, if you think about reincarnation, this girl could have been like Bin Laden.
Yeah.
And that was just the next deck he got dealt.
She did horrible things in the past life.
She was like Ilsa She-Wolf of the SS.
Did the devil touch her mother's stomach when she was in the womb?
Oh, my God. She has all her organs in different places. She has heart disease and a hangnail.
Was she designed by my child?
Well, let me tell you something. We knew that Isabella had heart disease at 6 months, the 5 months. And they said she might have, we had to have tests done and we had to make decisions. But they said because of heart disease that you could have all these deformities, like, you know, hair, lip, all that stuff. Yeah. That was a concern.
At 6 months in the pregnancy.
They told us 5 months and we had to do a test and then like make a decision before the 6 month. It was insane.
Wow. And then you, you know, you.
I kicked her a lot, threw her down the stairs, but we ended
up having her. Six Flags was closed.
Like, no, we aborted her. We just named the next one Isabella. We really love that name, so.
No, I mean, I, you know.
Isabella with a Roman numeral too.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. It's, look, it's horrible. Oh. People are like, dude, what would you do now if your kid had that? I was like, look, I don't believe in magic. I don't think that there's a God that's going to, you know, go, now you're going to be cursed with a fucking, you know.
Yeah.
It's sad. It is sad. It's very, very sad. Okay. And I guess the conversation is like, it really is to each person. But is it like morally wrong to have that kid knowing that the kid isn't going to live that long? Remember that movie, the alien movie, or was it Arrival? You see Arrival?
Yeah.
The seven-legged aliens? I saw that in the movies with Dan Soder. I thought we were going to see like just a sci-fi movie. And the opening scene of the movie is you find out the main character, Amy Adams, her daughter is dying of cancer. You just find this out like in the opening scene of the movie. Like she's in the hospital with like a little kid. And I have like at the time, a two-year-old little boy at home. And I'm just like, opening scene, I'm like, just like awful. And what you find out, and spoiler alert, in the movie is essentially the aliens, the way they communicate is like, it's sort of hard to explain, but like they can like time travel and they communicate through time versus like, it's just a whole other, I think they did a really cool way of like, just explaining that, like if it was like another, you know, being from another galaxy, like they wouldn't move the same way we move. They wouldn't communicate the same way we communicate. And it was like, it was sort of a mindfuck. It was a really cool movie overall. But they show her that essentially her daughter is going to die. She sees through these aliens that her daughter is going to die. Mm-hmm. And in the movie, she still decides to have the baby. Like that's part of the, like the thing. And she doesn't tell her husband, who ends up getting mad and like leaving. Like he like leaves them because he doesn't want to deal with the heartbreak of this kid dying. It is fucking heavy, really, really heavy. But the whole point of the movie is that she decides, like, you know, she wants to have this child and the love for that time is enough, you know, I guess to make it worth it. But it is like, I just don't know. I know what it's not like to have a kid right now and to lose him.
I know what it's like to have a kid with heart disease who has operation. I know. I would not do it if I knew that. Like, she'll be okay.
Yeah.
But she needs more heart operations. But
now that you know, you think you might have.
If we knew she had a good chance of being deformed and having major, major problems her whole life, we were both decided we would not have gone ahead with the birth.
And it's such a heavy conversation.
Oh yeah,
and
it was like, horrible.
You can't, you know, there's no like right answer there. And I mean, how heart-wrenching that would be. I don't know. The reason, to be honest with you, I don't want to have another kid is because, you know, knock on wood, I've gotten very lucky that I have a healthy, smart, you know, great little boy, mm-hmm. that no problems, no real health issues, nothing like that. And I just feel like I know what it's like when he's sick. If he has if he's got a cold, it kills me. Mm-hmm. It fucking kills me. So imagine having, you know, a heart disease, something that's life threatening. I mean, it would be fucking, you know, like my world is collapsing. I couldn't imagine it. And that's literally why. And I didn't know that until I had a kid. Mm-hmm. I had no idea that fear of loss and what it would be like to have to like think about that constantly. Eric, you know, just brought him to the deli around the corner. He was like, oh, can I go with Eric to the deli? And I like, in my mind, I'm going like, he could die. He could go out there and fucking die. And like, is such an irrational thought, but it is a fear every single fucking day.
It was also the laundromat. His father does not listen.
Well, you know what's funny? I did listen. I did listen. Laundromat sounded weird.
Laundromat. Come on, let's wash the blood out of your underwear, James.
Why would he be going to the laundromat with my boy? I was like, you know what? The deli is more palpable. I think the audience is going to understand deli a little bit more, but
Our fans just don't know what a laundromat is.
They don't do the
laundry. Oh, shit. Let's see. El Blunto says, thanks, Shannon, for bringing down the mood.
Blame Shannon.
Now we get Louis SJW Gomez.
That was one of the funniest moments in the show because of that topic.
That is true, actually. So it is fucking sad, though. I mean, goddamn it, I have a really hard time with stories like that. They fuck me up. So
can we bring up the mood with this troll doll?
Yeah, tell me the story. This is your story. You brought this. I haven't seen it yet. Shannon told me you were bringing this to the story.
Dude, it's insane. So there was, from the troll movie that just came out, a doll. I think it's Poppy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know Poppy.
She's the sweetest of the trolls. She's the troll princess, obviously.
Yeah, she's the star.
Well, this doll got recalled.
Anna Hendrick. What's her name?
Yeah, Anna Hendricks.
Anna Hendricks.
God, this doll got recalled because of odd button placement.
Can we see?
Yeah, dude, you got it. This is the video. This is perfect.
Let's get some volume.
I find this disturbing, and I find it something that needs to be shared. As you all know, stuff that's been going on in the world about the sex trafficking in kids and things that are thrown in our kids' faces to kind of groom them and make them.
It's a hot troll doll.
Oh, wait. Just wait, buddy.
Not for nothing. Right there. I mean, here, she's a little cross-eyed. I know she's attainable. Yeah. She's got fucking
short arms.
Yeah, dude. You know this chick's got issues. Yeah. Good.
Kind of a little bit more oblivious to things that are really happening. So it was my daughter's birthday a couple days ago.
Just can you show just
fast
it.
Oh my God, fast fucking stupid bitch. Just, show it.
Jesus.
Yeah, keep going.
Sorry, it's glaring.
There's one button on the stomach.
Yeah, there's a button on the tummy.
I've never heard before. Touched her tummy and she's going to sing for a minute. But down here is a button.
Hell yeah.
Right here on your privates. And if you push those, wait. See sounds.
Like pause it.
A gasping.
Okay, so in the video, the lady goes, so I bought my daughter this doll, and then my husband had it, and I heard it make a noise it never made before. And I was like, all right, your husband's fingering the doll. We need to address that as well. But put a pin in that.
Shelve that one for a minute.
Because not only so that the belly, the button in the belly makes it sing, the button on the pussy. makes it go. She goes,
whoops. Not there.
Harder. Harder. Harder.
What are you, gay?
Faggot. You're a faggot. Fuck my ass.
Can we please get this doll?
It's been recalled.
I need it. Listen to me.
I'm sure it'll be on eBay.
I need it now.
It's been recalled. Yeah, there's some guy in a factory just fucking hundreds of them.
I need it for the table at Legion of Skanks. I mean, it needs to fucking be there.
I love you, Uncle Larry.
If you guys send me that troll doll, Real Ass Podcast package for you. We got to come up with some
unique... But it's not like... So the crazy thing about the doll, it's not like it was like some dude at his house making them. That went through... levels of approval. Like levels of people
corporate,
giving the green
light. Yeah. Corporate approval. Like, yeah.
People greenlit that over and over again.
In boardrooms.
Can I say, here's the problem. Here's what happens, right? And this is how these things slip through the cracks sometimes. Somebody notices and they go like, oh, that's a little weird. But they're like, I'm not going to be the one that points out that this doll has a fucking pussy butt. Like, I'm not gonna. And then they go, all right, I'll let it go away. It's like, you know, it's the same thing. We talked yesterday on Believe You Me about, like, I guess there's an Audi ad with a little girl, and she's standing in front of an Audi. It's like a 5-year-old girl, a little cute girl, most adorable little girl, and she has a banana. And they recalled the ad, and Audi apologized for like sexualizing a little girl. It's like, if you see anything but a little girl with a banana, you're a fucking sick fuck. Now, if she was, you know, shoving it into her mouth and it was a close-up and there was tears rolling down her face and smeared mascara, like, okay, this is a little bit weird, but people need to fucking chill sometimes. I that wouldn't be I wouldn't place the button on the doll's pussy.
That is striking.
But troll dolls don't have pussies. Trolls have asses. They're asexual. They're not men or women. Okay, they have giant bare asses, and that's what we grew up with. In fact, one of my first jokes I ever wrote as a stand-up comedian, it wasn't even a joke, it was just an observation that I was trying to make funny, was about naked troll dolls being raped with the end of your pencil, because you used to shove the like right where that was at, you used to shove it directly into the troll doll, and the troll doll would sit on top of your pencil.
Yeah, I remember
while you
were
writing with it. And that was yeah, so they've always sort of been weirdly sexualized, the troll dolls. They were always naked. Look right there. Yeah, they were always naked. Their asses were always out. And that's that. But I will say right now, the troll dolls of old were very ugly in the face. They looked like old Indian women. Like, if you look at a troll doll's face, not attractive. The Poppy troll doll is a gorgeous little angel. She's a little baby doll. You're waiting for her 18th birthday. You know?
Oh, you're waiting for her 18th birthday.
It's true.
Her last name's Macheri.
Poppy Macheri. I like it, Zach. I like it. I got a problem. I'll give you a Zach Lesnick on that one. So, yeah, that's a very real ass podcast esque story. See, now that's the type of story we're looking for, production team, Dylan and Shannon. I mean, the, you know, next story on Shannon's list:
a dog got hit by a car.
Yeah, a dog. Here's a puppy slowly being cut in half by.
By a
little girl with a hair limp that's about to die.
It's, you know, Shannon, come on. We're trying to be in a good mood here. This is a good one, too. A tenant decapitates landlord with a sword.
So let me tell you what I thought was funny about this one.
Tell me,
I love it so much.
Tell me about this one, Shannon, please. What's hilarious?
The kids were watching.
Yeah.
She was like, yeah, he was a family man. He had a very large family. It's hilarious.
So the landlord was wanting to kick out his tenant because he hadn't paid his rent. When he went to address it, he got all crazy with him, so he called the cops. The cops came there the next day and found that he was dead. He was decapitated by sword. When the suspect was there, and he wouldn't speak to the police, but he did say, "Everything that you need to know is in the glove compartment of my car." And in his glove compartment was just a document indicating that he considers himself a sovereign citizen.
He considers himself?
Yeah, a sovereign citizen.
What does that mean? What document, though, was it? Was it just a handwritten note?
No, they just said it was...
In his landlord's blood?
They just said that the paper indicated that he was a sovereign citizen, so he feels...
Yeah, and he still hasn't spoken. He's scheduled to appear back in court on the 18th. Still hasn't spoken and has not accepted a public defender.
Right.
Like, just not speaking at all. That would just fuck me up.
Ninjas are quiet.
Yeah, that is true.
Do they have the guy's name? Because I want to know now if he's like a creepy white guy with a sword.
Jerry Thompson.
Yeah.
That sounds like a creepy white guy with a sword.
I don't know.
There's no ninja named Jerry Thompson. They can't say Jerry Thompson. Oh, Jerry Thompson. A pleased to meet you.
If somebody came at me with a sword, I would fight them right where they stood. I would have no fear. I mean, to decapitate someone with a sword, I would feel like it's just not even possible. I would feel like you would...
Unless the person's sleeping.
He was sleeping. Oh, I had imagined that they got into an altercation and then he fucking... Oh, this is Jerry Thompson.
He looks happy.
He does. You know, sir, it takes way less muscles in your face to smile than it does to frown.
And way less than it takes to cut off your landlord's head.
Jerry Thompson killed his landlord with a sword in a dispute over rent, Hartford police say. I mean, the idea of decapitating somebody with a sword, I would assume it would, like... be such a process. I feel like you just have to keep hacking.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Or you have to take a break in the middle of it.
Right.
Whoa. And it wasn't even like a fucking samurai sword. That's like a letter opener. You fucking beat his neck until it broke off.
That's the thing you hold corn with.
Yeah, seriously. It doesn't look good. Yeah, if somebody came at me with a sword, I would assume that they would not be able to get a good swing. Mm-hmm. So if you got in close enough and then fucking grabbed them, that'd be that. But Apparently not. Apparently they can.
I was really picturing like a Hattori Hanzo ninja sword, not that thing.
Yeah, like he unsheathed it and decapitated him with one swing, like, and his head was flying off his body.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's what I imagined.
Now, one more question. Do you think the sword was displayed in the home, or it was like an emergency sword behind the door?
Yeah, like he kept it locked up in a safe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably displayed in the home. I feel like swords are just something that people have lying around in their homes. You know, and the people who buy swords, I feel like, are the least dangerous people in the world. These are fucking nerds.
Mm-hmm.
Type of fucking nerdy asshole buys a sword.
Yeah.
You know? Is he from America, or is he looks like...
He looks Somalian.
Yeah, he looks like African. He looks like he showed up with that sword.
I am the landlord now.
I thought he was from Norway.
Yeah. He's not white. That is not a white guy. Okay, let's do Does It Live or Does It Die, Moped Rider. Let's go, Shannon.
Does it live or does it die?
Let's see. What happened here? Let's show us the video. Moped Rider, female Moped Rider. Let's see.
Sorry, I'm just making it big.
Making it big. Thanks, Shannon. Now, I've not seen this video, so I don't know if this person lives or dies. She got hit by a car and rolled and fell into the sewer. She was attacked by a killer clown.
My baby's going to have a hair lip up.
She was then taught martial arts by a giant rat.
Best thing I've ever seen in my whole life.
She just falls into an alligator's mouth.
That is more interesting than my children's birth. The fact that she rolled into the sewer is amazing.
Can we watch it again, please?
In slow motion. Watch this. Great.
Here we go.
Watch.
Here we go.
Oh, what a bad day. And oh, no.
Oh,
just my
head
luck.
First. Head first. Look at her feet. Her feet go in last.
Oh, no.
Oh, I would there say are days and then there are days.
I knew I shouldn't have left the house.
I mean, I would say by the looks of that, it would be nearly impossible to survive. Because you figure just getting hit by the car and sliding across the concrete would be pretty bad.
But then, literally,
you watch your feet like go down last. It was like the Wicked Witch of the East. They curled up at the toes.
That was amazing.
Best case scenario, she landed in shit.
So what do we say? I think she's dead. I think she had to have died. There's no way this woman lives.
I think she lived.
I don't think
TMZ would show it.
Yeah, that's actually a good point.
That's a very good point, but I just think she died. But it is a good point.
She wants to be dead.
Yeah.
Oh, if that happened to me, kill me.
I've had days where like I've stubbed my toe and I'm like, I don't want to live anymore. This is over. I mean, I couldn't imagine.
I'm the same way.
Just getting hit by a car and then rolling into a sewer. It's like Biff from Back to the Future. That's his luck. Go ahead, Shannon. Does she live or die?
She lived.
Oh,
there were some good Samaritans that actually one of them jumped into the sewer to help pull her out of it. And while that was happening, the guy who hit her got back in the car and went away.
Oh, he hit and run?
Yeah.
I would have too. I was like, that bitch is bad luck. I'm not being near her.
It's like he littered and drove away. Yeah. He made it. Whatever.
Five minutes later, a piano fell on her and she died.
Yeah, that shit was fucking nuts, dude.
No, something. Yeah, she ate a peanut.
Yeah, that's right. In the chat, did she have a helmet on? Did she have a helmet on? I didn't even notice.
Oh my God.
We should watch it again just to confirm.
Watching her roll into that thing made my whole day. I know that's horrible.
It's absolutely the best.
Oh, what a beautiful...
Yeah, she had a helmet on. I mean, it doesn't matter. Her nipples c- clit and nose are rubbed off her body.
The Holy
right
Trinity.
The Holy Trinity. Look, nipples, clit, and nose rubbed off.
Her clit is where her nose was.
Now she rolls. Look, clitless, oh noseless, nippleless, bitch. It's funny.
Her two stuff. Feet went in.
Is there a way we can watch it backwards?
After she comes out of the sewer.
Whoa.
It's like the ring.
Oh, table.
Oh, my God. I just came.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, that was Shannon. Did you bring that? That was very entertaining for me.
That was a good one. These are real ass podcast type of news stories that we need, guys. The show's back on track.
Oh, God.
The show's back on track. So I almost got.
That was the second funniest video I've seen this week.
Zach just did the funny. Oh, what a beaut. Oh.
Vacation. Da, 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 da.
So let's see. Twin YouTube stars charged with felonies after fake bank robbery video. The prank resulted in their YouTube driver being held at gunpoint by the police, with authorities later learned was uninvolved. Even after police issued the duo a warning, they continued to carry out their prank on the UC Irvine campus. Break this story down, Dahl. Do you know anything about this?
Yeah, so there are these twin YouTubers. I guess they do like prank videos. So apparently they did a fake bank robbery prank before. Cops came, everyone called. Cop was like, yo, you can't be doing that. And then
what was the prank?
They would run out and ski masks with like cash and just drop the cash. Like they jumped in an Uber. People thought they were robbing the Uber. They got out of the Uber. Uber gets held up at gunpoint.
Is there a video of this?
I don't think of the Uber getting gunpoint of like them doing the prank. Yes.
Yeah, let's see the video of the prank. I want to see the video of the prank. See if it was worth it.
Hey guys, welcome back to.
They're not twins, they're Asian, Dylan.
Costume party. Sure.
Yeah. Step on a gas?
They're charged with a felony after the.
Okay, can I just take this right? Just got off my compass.
Actually? Yeah. No, we're gonna get caught. No, we can't do. Oh man. This isn't good.
And then here's the cop talking to them.
Let's see.
You're videotaping stuff?
Yeah, we're
like a public prank. Come over here, close the door. A public prank that gets so about 15 like police officers in the area hauling butt over here. Because so you guys are pulling off masks.
What's your name?
And then basically after they were told not to do it, 2 hours later, like they were in like the park, like gloating that they had some guy at gunpoint with their friends.
Right.
And then literally did it again 2 hours later. And their defense was they called the non-emergency hotline to say that, hey, we're doing a prank.
Yeah. This is like, just in general, just an awful, not interesting video.
But now
they'll
be spending 10 years in jail together.
They're facing 10 years?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, was anybody hurt?
I guess the Uber driver's, like, ego. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's stupid. I don't know.
It's probably creating some type of public fear. It's probably like yelling fire. Like if people are scared, and then if the cops have to take their guns out, they have to write a report about that. So they're going to be pissed at you.
Yeah, it's fine. They'll probably be okay. They're probably not going to go to jail for 10 years, if I had to guess.
It looks like they're facing around 4, maybe even less.
I don't think they're going to go to jail at all. If nobody was hurt, if a cop, you know, showed up and then drove his fucking, you know, his police cruiser into a baby stroller, then I guess it'd be a bigger deal. But yeah, I don't know. It's fucking stupid.
It's so stupid.
Yeah, prank shows. That's like a very 10 years ago thing to do on YouTube anyway. Nobody has any more prank videos on YouTube. It's kind of silly.
And if they do, they're really good.
Yeah.
Like, really funny.
What was the best prank video I ever saw on YouTube, I think, was the... And I want to do this. We're going to actually... You know, Six Flags is open right
no,
now.
No, I didn't know that.
Six Flags is open. I'm going. I think we're going to bring the entire Gas Digital staff to Six Flags. Shannon, I talked to Alex about this yesterday because we were supposed to do like an Airbnb or a cabin or something. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to bring the entire staff to Six Flags, then get an Airbnb down there to party that night, and then all come back on that Sunday, which I think is this Saturday coming up. So
no bugs, yay.
But one of the best pranks I've ever seen on YouTube, and pull up a roller coaster prank because Jessica's probably not seen it. I think we might have played it on the show before, but who
a
fucking
roller
cares?
Coaster prank? No,
it's so funny. Pull up just look up roller coaster prank, and I'll tell you if it's the right one. Yes, right there. Terrifying roller coaster prank.
What's up, guys? Thank you so much for coming back to watch another video. Today I'm at an amusement park. I'm gonna be sitting next to strangers and telling them this bolt is loose. It's coming out of their
we
seat.
Have watched this before.
I'm
going
to use these camera glasses to get their reactions.
Fucking funny.
Let's go have some fun.
I want to do this with my friends.
Is this yours? That came out of your seat. It's right there. I don't know. It just came out of your seat. Yeah, there's another one's coming out right now.
Nah, man. Don't be fucking like that.
What do you mean?
She's going to
shit. Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
Hold my hand.
It's never not funny.
Hey, hey, bro, I slow this shit down, nigga.
I slow this shit down. Don't cut it. Man. God damn. What the fuck is this? Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
That was amazing.
It's the best. He has a bunch of them. It's so funny. Oh my fucking God, dude.
Who is that Nazi?
I don't know. It's just worth it. He's like, right now we are going to play a prank where we are going to trick a bunch of Jews to get on the train. And yeah. Look, you are going are going to kill you and your family, yeah. And
jump in the ditch.
Look, everyone gets in this oven, yeah. Dude, Nazi pranks are awesome. The Nazi prank show.
They think they're going to take a shower.
Yeah, that's the ad for it.
That was Hitler.
Tune in tonight.
Tune in tonight for 6 million laughs.
He thinks he's going to get his mother's name tattooed on his arm, but little did he know. Yeah, dude, that's, yeah, so it can be done correctly, the whole YouTube prank show thing, but they're just never really that funny. I was a little bit of a prankster growing up, but the problem was my mother was so physically and emotionally abusive that it's like any, if I pranked my mom, I was also the payoff
getting beaten.
I was getting beaten. Like, my mom would, it would be like she'd box me. Like, yeah. Like I remember one time you remember in, kitchens? How sometimes they have the hose that comes out of the sink. Like,
yeah,
it's a
Danielle
hose.
Does that to
and
me.
You put she the rubber.
That's what Danielle did to me when I first met her.
Okay.
She taped it every day, and I kept falling for it.
Did you punch her in the face like my mom did?
No, I got a prenup.
Yeah. See, my mom, I did that. And my mom, she literally just came out. It's just, I watched it happen. The word just shot on her.
It's the worst.
I watched her turn around, and she just beat me up in water spray, while water spraying all over the kitchen. She's beating
like Rocky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, can you tell Jessica the when you told your mom there was a promotion at KFC for free chicken?
Oh yeah, dude.
No, this is so fucking.
So my mom had cancer for the last
that's
probably
hilarious.
8 years of her life.
No,
very
joking.
Funny. Well, that was the prank. She didn't. We just told her that, and we put her in real radiation. It was fucking nuts.
They were trying to see if they could make her the Hulk.
Dude, we gave her chemo, and it was very sad to watch. The chemo actually killed her, not the cancer. No, she had cancer, and she ended up getting radiation on her vocal cords. So she was, for the last 5 years of her life or so, she was only able to whisper, which made when she yelled at me even more hilarious. Like, she would fucking whisper, yell at me, like, just brutal. But we, me and my sister, we told her that she used to love KFC, and we told her that if we went to KFC, there was a special promo where if you clucked like a chicken and said, "I want some chicken," into the drive-thru that they're going to give you free chicken.
That's fucking amazing.
Now,
I love that.
I mean, I can't even explain to you. Like, she just fucking fell for this. It was so funny. Her just going up, like, me and my sister sitting there, like, in the car, just, like, staring forward, trying not to laugh, and her just whispering into the drive-thru, "Bah, bah, bah, I want some chicken! I want some chicken!" People are like, "Excuse me, what are you... Excuse me, is this a prayer? What are you..." "I want some chicken! Bah, 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 bah." It was just
"I
awful.
Want some chicken.
My
buck, 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 buck. Yes, I want some chicken.
Some chicken." One time, my sister also...
Diet Coke.
My sister, I guess, my mom wanted to check the lotto numbers for her. So my sister just wrote down the lotto numbers from my mom's ticket. And then she acted like she was reading them out of the newspaper.
Oh, my God.
Dude, and you understand, like, this woman has cancer. She's just
on
welfare, abusive. But she only beat me because she was beaten a bunch.
I get it, like, but this, you know, this, you can still make her fucking act like a chicken. She beat you.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. She deserves to act like a chicken. But this one was, like, this one, this lotto prank was just brutal. My sister's so evil. She was just like, she's like, "Can't read me the numbers." It's like six. She's like, six. 13. 45. And, like, as she's eating these numbers, she's getting more and more excited. She's like, like convulsing, like the fifth number, the sixth number. She's like, she's jumping up and and my sister's just...
It would have been funnier if she kept a straight face and walked out the door.
Just cackling.
Bye, kids.
Yeah. I'll be back, guys.
I'll be
she
back.
She leaves with a suitcase.
Just cackling in her face. And then my mom looked over at her, started just hysterically crying. Like, just to have it, like, because that's what the type of garbage we were. It's like,
yeah.
Like, in her mind, she worked so hard for that money. Like, it was taken away from her.
That's how I know we grew up vaguely with, like, white trash in the same thing. Because I have relatives. It's not "if I win the lottery." They start sentences with "when I win the lottery."
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what Danielle's family does. It's so...
Is she garbage? She's garbage.
Well, no, she isn't, but they'll all be like, "Filled out the ticket. We're gonna be millionaires." I'm like, "Yeah, and I'm an anorexic Asian." Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
You're not gonna win.
Not
the chicken
win.
Thing is my new favorite thing.
Yeah, it was brutal.
I need to find someone who has a,
a mom
disorder.
Yeah, my mom was we did develop a good sense of humor, but it was like the risk versus reward. It had to really be worth it in order to like do that.
Thank God you had your sister as like a buddy in it. You know what I'm saying? You did it together. And
yeah, my sister was a bitch too. Let's not get this shit twisted. My sister would like, because we're both peaceful parents. Like, we don't hit our kids. My sister as well. And she, you know, what's funny is before she had a kid, she was like, "I think I'll probably spank my kid." And then she had a kid and she was like, you know, similar to me, where it's just like, you see this little kid, you're like, "I'm not going to put my fucking hands on this kid." But it's funny how often my sister would facilitate my mom beating the shit out of me.
She was like her corner man.
Yeah, my mom would, she'd like put ice on her neck in between rounds. Fucking, like, "You're doing great out there.
Cut me, Janice."
Yeah. She would like, my mom would be in the middle of getting angry, and my sister would start egging her on.
Yeah.
My mom was adult, so my sister, you know, it would be like somebody would be like, "Oh, you heard what you said about your mama?" It'd be that type of shit. And my mom would get, she'd fall for it, and then my sister would be right there, and my mom would be like, and then my sister, boom, belt, hand it to my mom. Like,
oh,
like
shit.
That. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. So, my sister, you know.
Where does she live?
She lives up in Rockland County, New York.
No.
It's about a half an hour away from where I'm moving. Yeah. But I'm very excited about Six Flags being back open, Shannon.
You think the whole staff will go?
I think so. I mean, you're outdoors. What are you going to do? You can't get coronavirus on a ride.
It's true. It's all outdoors.
I mean, granted, if you're spinning around, I'm sure like spit... you know, flies back out of your mouth into people's mouths and faces.
I know. That's the point of going.
Yeah. Just try to catch spit. Have you been to Six Flags in a while?
I grew up in Jersey.
Okay. Well,
when's
the last time you went?
All the time.
When's the last time you went?
A couple of years ago, but so I mean, I was now. There. Do they still have the safari that you drive through?
Oh yeah, safari.
Oh my
just
god, that was
sad.
My friends and I would get so high.
Yeah.
And drive through that safari. One time, monkeys attacked the top of my Cutlass Supreme.
Yeah.
I had leather up there. Wow.
They were leather. They were from Elizabeth, New Jersey.
We stopped in Camden on the way.
It used to be in Trenton.
Oh shit,
Camden.
Yeah, dude. I fucking the safari kind of stunk. The water park was great at Six yeah. Flags. So that was maybe the plan Shannon is doing.
You should do the water park.
Yeah, do maybe Six Flags on Saturday, then the water park. Whoever wants to stay on Sunday.
I never got that safari. Like, there has to be somebody's job that's just picking up dead animals, right?
Yeah. What kind of dead animals?
Like in the safari?
You don't kill them. Like, you don't drive by and try to hit them.
No, but you have to accidentally.
Where does the lion go in the winter?
No, it's very slow.
What do they do in the wintertime?
The lion goes up the elephant's pussy.
But where does it go? Like, do they take it and transport it to a warmer climate during the winters?
I think so. They have to.
I have no idea. I've never cared about those fucking animals. Not one. Yeah, I have a handful of times. Because they always add on. Nobody pays for the fucking. If you pay for the safari, you're a fucking loser. Okay, that shit is a fucking. You go to McDonald's, you get a little receipt, a little clip, free safari with park admission. That's what you do. And you drive through and you look at these sad animals before you go and have the most fun time ever. Yeah. It's just a reminder what life could be.
You could be
an African lion in fucking New Jersey.
Yeah.
You know what our car needs? Monkey piss.
Yeah. So.
Oh, did you see that gazelle by the Wawa?
It's terrible.
Yeah.
They're not good. It's just a sad elephant.
They're moved indoors in the winter.
What an even sadder existence.
Yeah.
Wouldn't even say they fucking
in a studio.
Where a lion's dead.
Yeah, it's crazy.
A studio.
Yeah, but Six Flags, it's pretty great. I'm trying to see if my son wants to go. I think he's going to be too afraid to get on some of these rides at this point. He's 7. He is pretty brave. I think if he let himself go to it, he would. But I mean, dude, I know for a fact we're going to get to the top of the stairs. We're about to go on. Mm-hmm. We're going to strap in. Or we're going to get on. No, this is going to be him. We're going to strap in, and then he's going to start crying.
You're going to take the bolt out.
I mean, I think that would kill him.
Yeah, that would.
Oh, my God. I feel bad thinking about his reaction to that. Jesus. I mean, he would fucking lose his mind. I would. I'm afraid that he's going to fly. His little skinny legs are going to. He's going to fly out of the roller coaster. I'd feel so bad if...
Like, I'd feel bad if he flew out.
If he flew out of the roller coaster.
I love how you're just saying that so nonchalant.
And I gotta finish the ride.
I'd be kind of upset if he flew out.
Look,
of
he
there,
flies yeah. out. Like, yeah. You still gotta, like, you know...
Oh, sure.
But I mean, at that point, you're in the ride already. You might as well enjoy it.
I mean, there's no way...
Nothing you can do. You can't get out.
He's in a rest stop. He landed at a rest stop in Jersey Turnpike.
He's inside of an elephant's pussy with a lion. I have a fear of something like that happening. You hear about like kids getting decapitated or they're fucking.
Oh God!
Yeah, that's a Wikipedia journey I've been on.
I would look
up deaths at amusement parks.
Yeah, I do that when I'm on on the ride waiting online. I start loudly talking about deaths at amusement parks to freak everyone else out around me.
Like, you can look it up by park, because I mean the amount of people going in, somebody's gonna have a heart attack on everything, and then usually King of the Ka's killed a couple people.
Has it?
I think so. One of the big ones has like 3 deaths on it.
Dude, the Wonder Woman ride
is
horrifying. Dude, Wonder Woman ride is crazy. It's like you don't even think it's going to be anything. And you're just like, this is a little bit much.
Is it invincible?
It is. It's just the Lasso of Truth. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah. It is fucking fast and powerful. I want to go back, but I want to see if he's going to jump on these rides because I took him to Disney. He went on those roller coasters, but Disney roller coasters are a step down. That's not what Six Flags. Six Flags is like insanity, those roller coasters. So, but yeah, I'm not going to be embarrassed by my kid. That's what he did at the fucking water park. Went to the water park in Arizona. We got to the top of the thing. I was like, it's a fucking water slide, James. He's like, I don't want to do it. I was like, God fucking damn it. So I had to go all the way back down to get a double tube, walk all the way back up. Whew. Don't get me going. We're going to wrap up in a few minutes here. It's been a fun show, Jessica. I love having you on the show.
I love being on the show. You guys crack me up.
Yeah, it's just silliness. It's just
that was an exceptionally funny one.
That was. I'm sorry. I haven't laughed like that.
Look, go support everyone's live shows and podcasts and all that stuff. Follow everyone on social media. Yeah, man. Things slowly but surely are going to come back to normal. If you guys are in the Royersford, Pennsylvania area, next Tuesday, Jessica will be there. Next Thursday, me and Zach will be there with Dave Smith. So make sure you support that. And
if you're listening live, I'm in Pennsylvania tonight.
Fuck yeah. Where in PA?
Layton. It's the middle of nowhere at the Mahoning Drive-In Theater, and I am leaving now.
That's crazy. All right. Well, have fun, Zach. Go enjoy Zach this weekend in Pennsylvania, and we will check you on Monday with another edition of the Real Ass Podcast. Peace.
That's all, folks.